Proclamation number 5993 of 5th of July, 1954. God Himself declares, Jesus Christ. Surely it should be possible for me myself to destroy all misgivings, and it is also possible for me as soon as a person only desires the pure truth. As soon as he thus frees himself from his previous knowledge in order to listen to my voice alone, which I reveal to him. As soon as he seriously desires the truth, he can also be assured that I will not withhold this truth from him, because the desire for truth also proves the desire for me myself, who is the eternal truth, and I am also present to anyone who desires me. And I prove myself to him through the manifestation of my spirit, so that he becomes enlightened. That he now thinks truthfully or recognizes what is presented to him as truth. You humans don't believe how easily you can acquire truthful knowledge. You don't believe that you only need to turn to the giver of truth in order to then also fully and completely stand in the truth. For anyone who earnestly desires the truth is also willing and able to love. God is love, and God is truth. God, love and truth are one. If you desire the truth, then you also desire God. You seek union with that which you love. And if you love God and truth, the spark of love has already flared up in you. The connection exists with me. My presence is certain to you, and I myself prove myself to you through my working in you. My spirit gives you enlightenment about what you want to know. But you humans want to know the pure truth. I have to ask you this question so that you will also have the explanation why so much error and ambiguity can be found amongst people and also where the truth should be spread. I can only consider you humans if you want this yourselves, otherwise I would have to touch the human being's free will and an inevitably imparted truth cannot bring blessing. I have promised you humans that I myself am ready at any time with the words, I will send you the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, he will guide you into truth. You cannot dispute my word. But where do you seek the fulfillment of this promise? And so I have also said to you, become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. With these words I have made it clear what your aim is on earth. That you should shape yourselves into gods, for you should become my image, my children. Which is only possible in the perfection of your being. And because you would never have reached the aim yourselves, because you are too weak to accomplish this work of transformation on your own, I sent you one who is to prove to you that it is indeed possible for a human being to reach this final aim, deification, on earth. He exemplified to you the life which earned him the success of finding union with me. Of eternal love. Through love. He became perfect as his Father in heaven was perfect. So that I myself could be in all fullness in him, in the man Jesus, who is only human as long as this transformation had not yet been accomplished. But then his external body contained me myself and therefore he was able to ascend to heaven transfigured after his physical death, because body and soul had deified themselves through love. And all of you shall follow him. You shall all become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Consider seriously these words of mine. that I demand something of you and have also given you the proof that it is possible to fulfill this demand. I am and eternally remain the highest and most perfect spirit in infinity. In my infinite abundance of light and strength, no being would be able to behold me. But in Jesus Christ I myself became visible to you, which is why Jesus Christ really and truly is and remains God for all eternity. But I sent you my Son, a being that came forth from me to earth, who now took on a human form of his own free will and prepared this form so that it could become my abode. That I myself was therefore now in him, and it can certainly be said that Jesus was God. That I myself embodied myself on earth. Yet it can never be denied that Jesus, as a human being, offered the sacrifice on the cross for you humans. That he lived and suffered and died as a human being. But that love in him brought the sacrifice, and that love was I myself, and that I myself therefore redeemed you humans from sin and death. Amen.